It gives so much back to our community. And now it's time for you guys to help us out. All you rodeo fans and non-rodeo fans, we need volunteers at the rodeo to help us put on the 62nd annual. And you can call us over at 471-4300 or email us at rodeodesantafe.org. We need volunteers.
Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Out there, and welcome to a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. And you know what? We apologize that we're starting an hour later, but we had some technical issues. But we're out here, and this is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty. And I invite you to join us out here at 20 Vista Redonda, a superb three-bedroom home with fabulous panoramic mountain views located in Sisuki, just up the road from the Encantado Resort and only a few minutes from downtown Santa Fe. Co-hosting the show with me today are my associate broker colleagues Caroline Russell and Shane Cronenwith, as well as my very good friend Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC. Great to have you, Caroline and Tom on the show with me today.
It's great to be here, Ray.
Great to be here.
Well, in a few minutes, Caroline, Shane, Tom, and I will talk about a variety of issues, including the features of this impressive property here in Sisuki. I also want to invite you, after today's open house, to go to our website to see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And several of these companies are actually going to be represented here today at 20 Vista Redonda, so you can stop by and talk to the representatives of these fabulous companies. With Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Sarah and Dylan, my very able technicians here at 20 Vista Redonda, I want to kick things off by getting some state-of-the-market commentary, as always, from Mr. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew, what do you think of this beautiful property?
Oh, this is an amazing house.
It sure is.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, what do you have for the listeners today as far as mortgage information is concerned?
Ray, how many housing units are there in the United States? Any idea?
I don't know.
The answer is 131 million.
Wow.
Of those, about 86% are occupied, 57% by owners, 29% by renters, and 14%, nearly 19 million units are vacant. In this country, the home ownership rate is about 66%, slightly down from previous quarter and last year. The Census Bureau reports that the home ownership rates were highest for those householders ages 65 and older, and lowest for those 35 years of age and younger. And that's not a surprise. Anecdotally, a lot of younger people have witnessed the worst mortgage meltdown in history and are opting to rent rather than buy. On top of this, as many as 25% of all previous homeowners have hurt their credit to the point where they'll not be able to purchase for at least 5 years. These facts more solidly support my assertion that now is the time to buy an investment property.
Aha.
Prices are low, rates are low, and there's a growing pool of renters. One purchases a $200,000 home with 25% as a down payment. Including tax and insurance, the payment's about $1,000. Depending on the home, the investor should be able to get $1,200 per month rent. The return on the investment may be as high as 20% a year if one takes into account the positive cash flow, the deductible depreciation, the potential appreciation, as well as the fact that the renter is paying down the mortgage. The stock market is booming, but with potential returns like these, maybe owning a rental property is the new American dream.
Well, you know, that's not a bad observation, and in fact, I think a lot of people are looking at investment properties more than they had, say, even just 6 months ago. And again, with prices being as moderate as they are and with the inventory being up there, and again, if you qualify for a loan and interest rates are very low, I think it's a great strategy as well. Today, though, we're at a beautiful property that we're trying to sell.
Right.
It's going to be a primary residence and not an investment property,
no.
I'm pretty sure. But anyway, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, thanks so much for your commentary. Look forward to having you at the remote next week, okay?
It's good to be here. Thank you.
I want to remind everybody that they should drive on over here to 20 Vista Redonda, which is right off of Route 592. Just go past the Tsutsuki Village Market and make a right on 592. And when you come up the hill, you'll pass the Encantado Resort on the right-hand side. Keep going up the hill. You'll see all the Sotheby's signs and make a left on Vista Redonda. Come on down to 20 Vista Redonda. And while you're here, not only will you be able to tour this beautiful property, but we've got some free hot dogs, beverages, and you're going to be able to enjoy a lot of very good real estate commentary from my special guests. And we also have three other homes in the immediate neighborhood that are on tour today, and the hosts at, the hosts of those two properties are offering some terrific food and beverages. So, again, come on over to 20 Vista Redonda here in Tsutsuki near the Encantado Resort. I want to welcome back, after the quick hello, my very good friend, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Caroline Russell, associate broker extraordinaire, who is the co-listing broker and the hostess today, co-hostess of this beautiful property here at 20 Vista Redonda. Caroline, for the benefit of the listeners, and you're joined here as we sit outside here in this beautiful, warm surrounding. We think it's very warm because it's a beautiful property. I want to remind people that today is actually May Day, the 1st of May. You're joined on your left-hand side, Caroline, by Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, and he's going to be providing the color commentary. But let's talk a little bit about this. May Day, it's a celebration of spring. It's a day of political protest. It's a neo-pagan festival, whatever the heck that is. It's a Saints Feast Day and a day for organized labor. And in many countries, it's actually a national holiday. But for purposes of today's exercise, I'd like to simply say that May 1st is a celebration of the attributes of 20 Vista Redonda. Is that a good lead-in for you?
I love that lead-in. Thank you for being here, Ray. We do have delicious hot dogs here. We'd like for everyone else out there listening to come join us. Meet Ray. If you have never met him in person, it's quite a treat. We have many other wonderful people here for you to meet, not to mention this fabulous property. It is a Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired property, right? Would you think that's a fair
I think it
assessment?
Is. As a matter of fact, one of our other guests who will be on the show in a few minutes ago said he felt the ghost of Frank Lloyd Wright as he walked through the doors.
And I'd like to add he's a very friendly ghost.
Indeed. That's why we have people coming here today to Vista 20 Vista Redonda. Well, that's sort of a good way of talking about the architectural aspect, but there's so much to this property, Caroline. Won't you pretend as though you're walking a person who's coming through the front door through the property and give sort of a summary of what it has to offer?
Well, you're greeted as you come through the front door by the beautiful views. You're looking out to the west, so you'll have beautiful sunsets here, expansive glass. To bring in the outdoors so that you can enjoy that in your home. It is a very large open concept living room, dining room area with a beautiful buffet area that's built in, wonderful kitchen with a great butler's pantry with a very large wine storage for those who enjoy wine. Otherwise, you could put your grape juice in there. Then the master bedroom has his and her bath, very large closet space, expansive closet space, wonderful office looking out to the views with little portholes where you get your little views of that. You have two other bedrooms in the main house and then a lovely studio.
Yeah, well, that's a very good summary. And the guest house, I want to talk about that separately maybe in a few minutes, but I want to bring in my color commentator, my good friend, the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, who actually the company is the highly regarded multi-tenant homeowner association management company here in Santa Fe, Tom Simon. Now, Tom, you have considerable knowledge about this neighborhood because you've had some past experience working in the Vista Redonda area. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and your impressions of this house?
Yes, thanks, Ray. I manage Pueblo Encantado, which is just down the street. And lots of people love the area because of the beautiful dark skies that they can stargaze. And I understand there's a lot of stars around, too, to look at, people who are very famous, as well as the stars.
That's very good.
So people love it because of its remoteness in terms of the light from Santa Fe, but its proximity as well. It's only about a 10-minute drive downtown, and then you're right in the heart of downtown Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And, Tom, you've seen a lot of changes. Of course, the Encantado Resort is relatively new, but when you were managing it as Pueblo Encantado, it was a totally different structure, wasn't it?
Right. It was Rancho Encantado, which is a venerable institution in this area, which has been transformed into a very beautiful resort hotel, and with, I think it's a five-star restaurant.
Yes, it is. I've been in there a few times, fabulous meals. And it's, I guess, Caroline Russell, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, one of the nice things about having a resort of renown so nearby this property is that it's an attraction for those who live in the community and certainly for the person who is lucky to be the buyer of this house, correct?
It absolutely is. In fact, the current owner shared with me that when they purchased, they were very fond of frequenting Rancho Encantado, and of course now they go to Encantado, the Auberge Resort.
Right.
So for them it is a huge attribute to the property and a wonderful place to go have either a little appetizer or go have a meal if you want to, but it's so close and it's such a beautiful, beautiful property that it really does enhance this whole area.
Yeah, and again, talking about this this property here, Caroline, you're on more than 7 acres of land, I believe. The property itself, the house itself, sits well over 5,000 square feet, if I'm correct. And so for someone who comes here, not only are they going to see the architectural inspiration you talked about before, but this is a rather unusual design home in a positive way. Lots of nooks and crannies and places for people to go to. Am I describing it adequately?
Well, there's lots of privacy, but you also have really wonderful, big, open living spaces, too. So you don't feel isolated in any area, but you can get away from the drum of the day and have a quiet place as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here in All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about this beautiful property. We invite you to come on over here to 20 Vista Redonda in Sisuki, right up the road from the Encantado Resort. We've got hot dogs on the grill. We've got a fabulous tour of this property. We have lots of guests here to talk to, so please join us here again at 20 Vista Redonda. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Green education plus green jobs equals green economy. Join Santa Fe Community College on Friday, May 6th, as it supports a healthy green economy for New Mexico with the grand opening celebration of the Trades and Advanced Technology Center. Festivities begin at 2 p.m. on Friday, May 6th, with the ribbon cutting at the college, 6041 Richards Avenue in Santa Fe. Learn about SFCC's green trade education programs, green jobs and opportunities for homeowners thinking about the future. Trades workshops, green building features, and our rooftop classroom will be showcased to during the event. Solar ovens, electric cars, biosolar, student demonstrations, a solar vendor fair, tours and refreshments from 2 to 5:30 p.m. A panel discussion entitled "So You Want to Go Solar" will run from 4 to 5:30. So come one, come all to our grand opening festivities Friday, May 6th from 2 to 5:30 at Santa Fe Community College, 6401 Richards Avenue, sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy Solar Instructor Training Network.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch home site offers access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com. That's discovercanyonridge.com, or call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
This is Todd Eric Lovato, managing editor of thenewsantafe.com. Debuting this summer, thenewsantafe.com will provide the most current interactive online platform for local events, music, arts, business, dining, and lifestyle. Thenewsantafe.com will also include the exciting new entertainment channel, Social Santa Fe. If you're an artist, published author, or a musician, let us showcase your talent by connecting you with thousands of arts and entertainment fans for free. That's right, your very own landing page on SantaFe.com is free, but in order to participate, we need your information now so we can build your page in time for our big summer launch. Feature your free page on SantaFe.com. If you're a musician or a member of a band, email bands at SantaFe.com. If you're an artist, email artists at SantaFe.com. And if you're an author, email authors at SantaFe.com. We'll send you the info you need to participate. Give your talents the exposure you deserve. Be a part of the new SantaFe.com, debuting summer 2011.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today I am doing a remote broadcast from the beautiful 20 Vista Redonda here in Tusuki, just up the road from Encantado Resort. We're having a great time. We've got hot dogs cooking away out here. We've got people touring this property and a lot of very interesting guests with me today. My color commentator, my very good friend, the owner of Westgate Properties, Tom Simons, joining me today. And Tom and I now want to welcome the very famous Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design, Santa Fe's premier landscape and garden design studio. Welcome to the show, Thomas.
Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back, and we've done one of these remote broadcasts together. We're going to be doing more up and down the road, and how I want to start this out is that this superb home really offers a number of very unique outdoor entertainment areas, spacious gardens, magnificent mountain views that even on this sort of cloudy day you could still see how fabulous they are. But as a professional landscape designer, let's put your magical eyes on and give the listeners sort of your view of what the outside area is like here.
You know, Ray, what I would say besides the great views are the very clean lines of the landscape and the very contemporary lines that go with the Frank Lloyd inspired house itself.
Uh-huh.
Allows for many different areas, which are some are intimate and some are broader, allowing for more entertainment space, more larger groups, and then there's other little nooks and crannies that are really quite beautiful and have great views.
Right.
One thing I noticed in walking in the house is that there's a beautiful atrium with a pond in the middle of the, basically in the middle of the house. And then also when you're in the kitchen, the windows are at eye level, looking out into a beautiful, mature landscape of pinyons and junipers.
And with 7-plus acres of land, the new buyer of this property, and I'm sure he or she is on their way over here today, but they have some great options if they want to extend the beautiful landscape elements that exist already at this property but want to extend out of the property. I mean, you've walked around here. What would be some of your suggestions as a landscape designer?
Well, there are a couple places where the original builder even created steps which will allow you to access more of the 7 acres. And I think what I would do are a couple things. I would create a couple of landing decks where people could see the beautiful views even more clearly, some other intimate places on the slope that's behind the house.
Right.
And also the mature landscape with some incredibly contemporary plantings would be incredible to see.
I want to bring in Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. Tom, you manage a lot of homeowner associations around town. This property, though, is pretty special. I mean, you see a lot of houses and a lot of land. I mean, from your standpoint, this rate's right up there near the top, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. I was reading earlier today that it contains 82 homes on 700 acres.
Mm-hmm.
So just that ratio alone tells you that there's a lot of space here for some very beautiful homes.
Mm-hmm. And Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design, you gave some excellent suggestions to the listeners about what they might do if they were owning this property and wanted to extend some of the interesting landscape elements.
here in this area, we're actually broadcasting outside today. Some listeners may be saying you guys are crazy. We are outside today, but yes, we're perfectly warm out here, aren't we, guys?
Oh, incredibly.
Everybody, it's a little chilly, but it's actually a warm environment, and that's all that matters. And I can feel the hot dogs burning over there, so it's keeping us warm for sure. But Thomas, again, some of these elements here, from your standpoint, are these kinds of things that are what people are using today when they design their own property, or are these of a different vintage?
A little bit of both.
Uh-huh.
The bones of the landscape are what people hope to have in their landscapes today, and the mature plantings are that also. One of the key things that probably some people might question is there's a small lawn.
Uh-huh.
But in today's market, a small lawn
is
a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's a great entertaining space, and it's probably better than if it were all rock or something, because it keeps the house cool,
right,
which is a great advantage.
I'm wondering, on a terribly clear day with the incredible mountain views that you have here, how would you play into that factor when you would be designing something that would be new, perhaps, at this property? How does the vista actually play into it?
Well, that's key. You create frames, basically like you would artwork in your home.
Uh-huh.
And you frame different, I know what mountains are out there. You can see Los Alamos, you can see the Jemez from here. And so I would create some frames for people to really accentuate and see those properties. Another thing I think I would do, because we live outside so much, is create an outdoor fireplace that overlooks.
Great idea.
The mountains.
It sounds even more appealing today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just about
maybe that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to be building it right now.
Yeah, really. That would be let's back up for a moment. And maybe summarize, Thomas, before we take a break here in a couple of minutes. From your standpoint, a lot of great features that already exist here. Some things that a new buyer might want to do to enhance and take advantage of the 7 acres. What would be the first thing that you would recommend that someone perhaps consider doing? Of course, it always depends on taste, so that it, you know, from your eyes, though.
I think capitalizing on the beautiful outdoor space and making it a pure entertainment, another outdoor room that extends the living room and the outdoor space together,
mm-hmm.
That would be what I would suggest.
That's a great suggestion. And Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, again, we've done one major homeowner association seminar together, which we did back in January at the Hotel Santa Fe. I think this would be a great setting for a homeowner association meeting, maybe on a warmer day, but this outdoor entertainment
sure.
area, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it work well for you?
It would, yes. It'd be a wonderful space with which the whole day meeting
yeah.
or, you know, just a social get-together amongst homeowners.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a little bit earlier break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with a variety of real estate experts about this beautiful property here at 20 Vista Redonda. We invite you to come on over here. Again, it's right up the road from the Encantado Resort. Make a left on Vista Redonda. Look for the Sotheby International Realty signs. And when you get here, you can visit with Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design. You can visit with Tom Simon of Westgate Properties and a number of other guests that we have here. You guys are going to stick around for a while, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. I'm sorry. And Caroline Russell and Shane Cronenworth, the co-listing brokers who are hosting this open house, they welcome you as well. So come on over here. Again, that's 20 Vista Redonda. We'll be back in a minute.
New Mexico earned the nickname Land of Enchantment because of its untamed, unparalleled beauty. But nothing is more precious here than our children. This state's children and its teens are its future. They deserve our love, and when needed, our protection. If you know a child is being neglected or abused, do the right thing. Dial 855-333-SAFE. That's from a cell phone, #SAFE. Help protect New Mexico's children.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Camel Rock Casino in Santa Fe wants to invite you to join them for the Run for the Wall event, taking place Friday, May 20th from noon to 2:30. Over 300 motorcycles will be visiting Camel Rock on their way to Washington, D.C. in support of our veterans who are POWs or MIA. They'll be stopping at Camel Rock for fuel and lunch, and you're invited to be part of the day. Just plan to arrive before the bikes get there at noon, so you'll be on hand to show your support. In addition, all Club Rock members will get 5x points between 8 and 5 that day, and all guests can register any day between May 1st and May 30th for the chance to win a Harley Davidson. Club Rock members can get extra entries for every 100 points earned. The drawing will be held on the 30th at 7 p.m. You don't have to be present to win, but if you are, you'll get an additional $500 for Harley accessories. Cash and gas prize drawings will start at 4 p.m. for those present. Get out and support the Run for the Wall May 20th at Camel Rock Casino in Santa Fe. For more information, click CamelRockCasino.com.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a remote broadcast from 20 Vista Redonda right here in Tusuki. It's up the road from the Encantado Resort. Come on over here and visit with us, because this is a beautiful property. You can tour it. You can see all the amenities that this fabulous and superb home has to offer. You can also enjoy some free hot dogs and beverages that are being served by the hostesses, Caroline Russell and Shane Cronenworth, and also hear some fabulous real estate commentary. It's not too cold out here. We're actually outside, so we challenge everybody to be hardy today and come and join us here at 20 Vista Redonda. I want to, before I go back into my conversation with my friends here, I want to remind you that Stevens and Consignment Gallery has been providing estate sale, consignment, appraisal, and retail services to the people of Santa Fe and northern New Mexico for nearly 30 years. Realtors and their clients have trusted the gallery as a great resource for home staging, sales preparation, and estate sale liquidation services. Now, Stevens is staging their annual spring sale during Mother's Day weekend, which is next weekend, May 7th and 8th, and we invite all the moms and their families out there to come to the gallery and browse around the nearly 12,000 square feet of antiques, art, fine furnishings, silver, jewelry, and accessories. We're also staging another remote broadcast from this sale on Sunday, May 8th, and hope that everyone can join us beginning at noon at Stevens Consignment Gallery, again located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, for its 25th annual spring sale. I now want to welcome Jim Gay, the broker owner with Home Buyers Mortgage. Besides being a former real estate broker for many years, a financial consultant to Fortune 500 companies, and currently serving as a mortgage broker here in Santa Fe, Jim has the all-important job today of grilling hot dogs for everyone who makes a visit to our open house here at 20 Vista Redonda. Welcome to the show, Jim.
All right, great. Thank you, Ray. Glad to be here.
Well, I think maybe my first question to you is you, over the years, have seen thousands of properties, thousands. So what's your impression of this one here at 20 Vista Redonda?
Well, yes, thousands of properties, thousands of mortgages, and this is a very, very unique property. And the views, even today with a little cloud, the views are incredible. I mean, that's what stands out to me. Plus, I think Frank Lloyd Wright, wherever he is, really is sorry he didn't get to see this house, because the design of this house is just super.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I think you were the one who said to me on the way in here that you felt his ghost meandering about as you walked into the house. So, as Caroline Russell said, it's a friendly ghost. We invite everyone over here to come over here to see the ghost of Frank Lloyd Wright and actually visit with Jim Gay. Jim, because you are well-respected in the industry, you have your finger on the pulse of things in real estate and the mortgage industry. I'd like to ask you for your view of what the state of the market is.
The state of the market for real estate in Santa Fe is getting stronger and stronger. We know we've been through a bad real estate market for a few years, but there are more buyers. We're seeing more buyers this spring than we've seen in a year and a half. The interest rates also, which is a major part of the market, interest rates are still very, very reasonable, below 5%, even for jumbo loans. A house this size might require a pretty big mortgage, but there's plenty of money available for qualified people.
Uh-huh. And that being said, and again, we as real estate brokers are constantly beating the drum about how good the market is here. Unlike a lot of other parts of the country, it is somewhat of an anomaly, which is a good thing for people. It's a good investment destination. Buyers who have been sitting on the fence for so long and finally decided to get off the fence and take advantage of the great inventory and fabulous prices. And for those who qualify, take advantage, as you said, of those mortgage rates. Are you seeing any trends in the mortgage industry that you see as signs of optimism that we are going to continue this upward momentum in real estate?
Well, we are going to continue very favorable interest rates until some point when we all fear that we're going to have higher interest rates because of what's happening nationally with and internationally financially, that we could have inflation, which, of course, will push real estate values up, but it also will push interest rates up. We don't know when this is going to happen. That's why it's optimum opportunity right now for buyers in Santa Fe to purchase some of these properties like this with very low interest rate mortgages.
Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties, you know Jim Gay. You've probably worked with him on many occasions over the years. Why don't you talk about some of those very special occasions you've worked with Mr. Gay and whatever you can remember, you're on air. So,
thanks for the reminder that we're on air. I actually I've been a client of Jim's over the years.
Yeah, how's that mortgage that I got you?
They're all doing great, and rents are covering the mortgage. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Didn't get me into one of those crazy interest-onlys or whatever we're reeling from now in the market. All my mortgages are doing just great. Thanks, Jim.
And, Tom, again, the situation that Jim just talked about where, the real estate market is doing well here in Santa Fe, interest rates are low. As a, again, you're at sort of the other end of the scale in real estate. You're part of property management activities, but you probably hear that when you go to these homeowner association gatherings that people are more optimistic about the way real estate is and, in fact, the favorable interest rates.
You
hear that, don't you?
I do. In fact, being in the position that I'm in, whenever a property goes under contract in a community that I manage, I know about it because they need to come to me for information.
Uh-huh.
And we're seeing more and more homes going under contract in the communities that I manage.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim Gay, I appreciate you being on the show today and turning those hot dogs as well. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners before we give out your contact information about the state of the market and what they ought to be doing to take advantage of these good interest rates?
Well, I would just urge everybody that is thinking about buying to make the decision now. The timing cannot get any better, and interest rates will go up eventually, and the prices of the homes will start going up also.
Yeah, I think that is going to happen. So Jim Gay, broker owner with Home Buyers Mortgage, if someone wanted to contact you today and talk about interest rates, what's the best way to get in hold of you?
Probably the best way is my website. My email is very simple. It's jim@jimgayhomemortgage.com.
Okay.
And that's the easiest way. Everybody uses email now. That's probably the fastest, most accurate way to ask a question. And anyway, good luck to everybody out there that's thinking about buying a house.
Great. Well, listen, thanks so much for being on the show today, and thank you for taking care of those hot dogs as well. And we invite everyone to come on over here to 20 Vista Redonda, visit with Jim Gay and our other guests here at this beautiful property. I now want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trust, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call Kavi Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning activities. I want to shift gears a little bit here and now welcome to the show Jeff Thomas, who is the Executive Director of Southwest Care Center. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you, Ray. Happy to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you, and for many weeks I have been promoting the Kentucky Derby Day event being staged next Saturday, May 7th, at the La Posada Resort, which is benefiting the Aid and Comfort Fund at Southwest Care Center, which you are the executive director of. Caroline Russell, my Sotheby's broker colleague, who is co-hosting today's open house here at 20 Vista Redonda, is one of the Kentucky Derby Day organizers and tells me that the event is going to be a lot of fun. So, Jeff, why don't you tell us, how can people get involved with this event next weekend? What's going to be happening at the event? And then tell us a little bit about the Aid and Comfort Fund.
Okay, Ray. Well, first of all, I should thank Caroline for allowing this event to be held on our behalf. It's an event that's actually got quite a history in town. It's been going on, I think this is the eighth year. In the past years, it's benefited other organizations such as Habitat for Humanity, as well as the Buckaroo Ball Foundation. Our Aid and Comfort Fund at Southwest Care Center, for people who aren't familiar with our organization, we provide medical care and other social services support to people living with HIV and AIDS. So the Aid and Comfort Fund actually provides a lot of well-needed support that allow us to continue to deliver those services and to help people have access to medications and other practical support.
Mm-hmm. Now, at this event, which again is, I think, going to be very well attended, as you said, the ticket sales are ahead of what they were last year.
Absolutely.
Again, this is Kentucky Derby Day, so you can see not only the Run for the Roses and that famous event, but you've got a number of other things going on, a silent, a live auction, great food, mint juleps, anything else?
Absolutely. We have a very fun hat parade and contest for the ladies, and it's always... You know, just,
that's right, Kentucky Derby Day, big hats.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We like to say it's a lavish Southern buffet. We're going to have a Dixieland band. We'll also have, as you mentioned, a live auction and then a silent auction. The live auction is a bit of an interesting sort of fundraiser within a fundraiser. What we actually do is auction off racetime ownership of a horse, where you're not actually wagering on the horse, you're actually making a donation to the agency, but you bid for the ownership of a particular horse running in the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
So that you at least, you know, when it's all said and done, may end up with a potential Triple Crown winner for the day.
Oh, that's a fabulous way of actually supporting the good cause, the worthy cause that you are bringing to the table, and have some fun, and maybe end up with a piece of the action of one of those four-legged critters that make such an exciting race of the day. Jeff, talk a little bit more about Southwest Care Center. As the executive director, you must be very proud of what this institution does in the community here.
I am very grateful to be associated with such a fine organization. We provide, again, outpatient medical services. We have a complete array of social services, including mental health and substance abuse counseling. We have psychiatry services available. We provide housing assistance. We also do a lot of prevention and education throughout northern New Mexico. Folks may be familiar with some of our advertisements they may have seen either in the Reporter or other print media around town. We have a campaign that's called Es Mejor Saber, which means it's better to know, and that is it's better to know your HIV status. We offer free rapid HIV testing on Monday evenings at our clinic. Get results within 10 minutes, and it really is better to know your status.
Yeah.
Regrettably, in New Mexico, nearly half of the people being diagnosed with HIV today are also being concurrently diagnosed with AIDS. That means that they weren't tested soon enough. That means that they've progressed so far in the disease process that they're, you know, sicker than they needed to be.
Right. Well, again, a very worthy cause that you're doing next weekend on behalf of what the Aid and Comfort Fund offers to individuals that you described that are in a desperate situation, essentially. Jeff Thomas, I really appreciate you being on the show today, and Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. It's great to have these kinds of institutions that we can be proud of here in Santa Fe, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think I'm going to be going to that event next week.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, great.
Just remind me where it is and when.
It's going to be, thank you very much. You led me into that. It's next Saturday, May 7th, at the La Posada Resort. Again, this is benefiting the Aid and Comfort Fund at Southwest Care Center. There's going to be a silent auction, a live auction. There's going to be a fabulous Southern buffet. There's going to be mint juleps. There's going to be a hat thing for all the ladies that are there, which is a big thing on Kentucky Derby Day. So we invite all of you to attend this event. And, Jeff, one last message here before we take a break. If people are interested, like Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, what's the best way of getting more information on this terrific event?
Ray, they should just go directly to our website, which is www.southwestcare.org.
Excellent. Okay, that's Jeff Thomas, the Executive Director of Southwest Care. Thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate. Gino Thompson is take a break here. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable conversation here at 20 Vista Redonda. We invite you to come on over here, tour this beautiful home, have some free hot dogs, visit with Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, Jeff Thomas of Southwest Care Center, all the people that are here today, please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
We're back with Al Lucero from Maria's. Al, you always say that Maria's serves new Mexican food made the same way as it was when you were a kid growing up in Santa Fe. There's got to be some changes.
Now that you mention it, you know, we don't use lard like they did back then. And when I was a kid, the only time we had green chili was during harvest, unless it was dried, of course. I remember my mom roasting, peeling, and drying the green chili on the clothesline in the backyard. We'd run out by Christmas time. Canning chili just didn't work. But freezing does, and that's why we have green chili year-round.
What about the red chili?
You know, red was always dried in ristras, so you didn't have to roast, peel, and dry each individual chili pepper like the green.
Why didn't they just dry the green in ristras?
You know, if you did that, the green would ripen and become red chili. You have to roast green chili to thwart the ripening. And at Maria's, we still make our red chili basically the same way they did back then. And that's why it's so good, almost sweet.
I can hardly wait for a bowl at Maria's. Maria's, 555 West Cordova Road, just east of St. Francis Drive.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Baby got you frazzled? Get many mothers. Are you looking to become a part of a vital, loving, giving community? Consider volunteering for the nonprofit organization Many Mothers. Many Mothers' village approach to family support creates a brighter future for our children and our communities. Many Mothers provide support to its volunteers, who then use their skills and expertise to help a family with its practical, educational, and emotional concerns. And the mothers served become physically renewed and psychologically empowered to meet the daily challenges of raising a family. Plus, family members are supported in forming attachments and in bonding, which is critical to a child's lifelong physical and emotional development. Many Mothers is a free alternative home visiting option for mothers with newborns. If you are a new mother or expecting and would like to learn more, or if you are a caring woman who would like to volunteer, please call Many Mothers at 670-1106 or visit the website at manymothers.org. Whether you volunteer for, contribute to, or help spread the word, Many Mothers appreciates your support.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast on 20 Vista Redonda, which is right here in Tsuki, up the hill from the Encantada Resort.
lovely, splendid house, about 5,000 square feet of property. It has a guest home. It's three bedrooms, 7+ acres of land, lots of things for you to see. We invite you to come on over here. Not only can you tour the property, but you can enjoy some free hot dogs and beverages. And there are a number of other houses here in the neighborhood that are also on tour today, and they're offering food and beverages for those that attend. I want to welcome back to the show my color commentator for the day, my good friend and the owner of Westgate Properties, Tom Simon. Tom, we've been having some fun today. Let's talk about something else that's going to be fun. And by the way, I should tell everybody that we are doing an open house of the week. Rather than doing it by phone, we're doing it live here again at 25th Redonda. And as in each week, the Open House of the Week segment is brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspection. So, Tom, we've got another big homeowner association gathering coming up in June, the 26th. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing another remote broadcast at that event. What will people be able to take advantage of by attending?
Well, we're going to have a lot of opportunity to learn more about HOAs and condominium associations. And the fact that we're in an HOA right now is a good lead-in for me to say that Mimi Stewart, who is a representative who sponsored the HOA bill this year, will be there to speak about that bill, which didn't pass, but she's hoping will pass next year. And we are here in a home that's in an HOA that would have fallen under that law had it passed.
And let's for the benefit of the listeners who may not be as familiar with that legislation, which was very critical to a number of people, let's talk about some of the highlights of what it would have done to homeowner associations had it passed and become law.
For example, if it had passed and this property were sold today or went under contract today, the seller would be responsible for providing certain disclosures that, while I'm sure the seller will do it anyway, the HOA law would have put it into law, made it a requirement.
Mm-hmm. And, again, the other piece of legislation that had been introduced at the beginning of the session and was important to a number of people but did not pass was amendments to the Condo Act. And
that's right.
Again, that's probably going to come back up in the next legislative session. What would that have meant to people had it passed and become law?
Yeah, and the Condo Act already requires quite a bit of disclosure, but would have added to that the requirement for board meetings to be open meetings and notification to unit owners to go out in advance of that board meeting. Currently, there's no such requirement.
Jane Cronenweth, it's nice to have you on the show.
Here.
Well, and we are here today at your beautiful listing, 20 Vista Redonda. We had your partner in crime, Caroline Russell, on the earlier part of the show. Shane, we've had done. Here's the sun's coming out.
That's
this is fabulous.
I'm sitting down.
Absolutely. And you should have started the show then, that's
absolutely
for sure. Shane, from your perspective as a very well-regarded, experienced broker of real estate here in Santa Fe, say that with great affection. What is your view about this property? You've seen countless properties around Santa Fe, but this one's really special, isn't it?
I've not seen anything like this, and that is intended to be a compliment. This is such a unique, beautiful property. It was, I don't know if Caroline mentioned Mark Hagedorn, who was the architect of this property, was deeply influenced by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yes.
And any fan of that type of architecture should see this. It's just extraordinary. The way it blends the natural habitat of the setting with the house so exquisitely and so powerfully is extraordinary. The views I don't even really have to mention because they're just massive, powerful views. Vista Redonda is this extraordinary subdivision that has great privacy, and actually, according to Caroline, it took her 14 minutes from the plaza to get here. I dare say it takes me less because I'm a little more reckless than she is.
But the message with that, and that's important for people to understand, is you can feel like you're 100 miles away, but you can be literally here and back to town in 14 minutes.
It's just remarkable because, and there are no signals, that sort of thing. So
yes.
It's just an exquisite drive.
Right.
Because as you're coming out, you're seeing these sensational mountains all around you, and the views are, again, just unparalleled. The property itself has, it has some extraordinary outside spaces itself. So, and the approach when you first drive in is simply amazing. You drive in and the view is just right out in front of you and practically encircling you. The house itself, the main room, is the great room, I should say, is close to 50 feet, but it has an intimacy that is really quite wonderful. And part of it is the architectural detail and the way it's sort of broken up. There's a perfect place for a home theater that sort of is open but off of the great room, and the views again from both sides are sensational. But the materials inside are also really, really interesting. You have concrete that is used. You have stonework. You have mahogany, a wealth of mahogany, cabinetry and trim. So it has a very distinctive architectural flavor to it. The master is marvelous. I don't think I've seen a master suite that has as many closets as this master has. And with double master baths, which is my favorite thing.
Yes, indeed.
Fireplace, sitting area, a wall of windows opening to an interior garden that is lovely and very, very, very private.
Right.
And then you have this another master, well, you have two other bedrooms in the main house, one which they use as a study office and another which is up one flight of stairs to a sitting area and sleeping quarters and bath with spectacular vistas
throughout the whole property. Well, now you and Caroline are going to be here today for your open house until 4 o'clock.
Until
4 o'clock, and people should come on over here. They can meet the famous Shane Cronenwith and
take
a tour.
The notorious Shane Cronenwith.
Well, and take a tour.
The infamous, yes.
Absolutely. And enjoy some hot dogs. Shane, I want to thank you very much for letting us do a remote broadcast from 20 Vista Redonda. I invite everyone to come on over here today. Thank you very much for your excellent commentary about the property, okay?
They really should, and enjoy this beautiful weather as well.
Absolutely. Yes. Tom Simon with Westgate Properties. Any last thoughts for the listener before we close out the show?
Well, I want to mention that in that fabulous great room that Shane just described, there's a wonderful fireplace, which no one's mentioned yet. It's huge. You could almost make it a guest room.
Well, yeah, and on a day like today, we are hoping that the fire would be lit there. But I tell you what, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, it's really a pleasure to have you on the show. I always enjoy it. Look forward to the remote broadcast that we're going to be doing on the 26th of June. From a location yet to be determined, I think, but this will be another very important homeowner association seminar. We encourage everyone to show up for that, don't we?
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot. Again, that is Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. I want to thank him and all my guests today for offering some fabulous real estate commentary. And I invite you once again to come on over here to 20 Vista Redonda and tour this superb home. You know, Thompson, my producer, I know you've been very patient today with all the technical difficulties that we've had. Thank you, for, as always, for all of your expertise. Sarah and Dylan, my technicians, as well as Kate and Debbie at Sotheby's International Realty, thanks for giving our loyal listeners, as always, a terrific show today. Thank you for tuning into the program, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. And please join me next Sunday for another live remote broadcast from Stevens, a consignment gallery, and their famous spring sale. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.